I don't know.
Hi, Melissa. Anna Rivera Cruz.
Our lovely human, yes.
This is the fifth time we're taking, why are we taking her?
Because they want us to take cases, General Sam, just
no, who is they? I
want
to know who's taking a case that's been discharged five times because we can't staff it. Because
we have the AIDS, and I gave,
we're
I mean.
We're going to burn two AIDS, and she's going to call 400 times, and it's going to last 2 weeks. This is a fifth time coming, look at the case notes.
No, I know that, but I mean, I don't. If they're telling me we can staff it and take it, I don't
want to know who they is, because I'm going to have the upper management talk. Who's that?
It could be Yonah, Avi.
Not Yonah.
Our cases. No,
Avi doesn't count.
Judah.
Judah said take the case anyway?
If we have it staffed.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm telling you, it's never going to work. Let it go through, and it's. I have to start keeping a list of these retarded cases. I've got three. No, I'm dead serious. Why is burning AIDS and wasting money on the agency side? Why would we do? We have clear case notes that the client has been in and out literally five times.
I believe me, I know.
And I know this case well. It's practically not staffable. If we're lucky, it'll last a month. If we're very lucky, she's absolutely out of her mind. Every single aide either quits or there's a different issue or she leaves the agency. 67 agencies in 1 year is not an exaggeration.
No, I know. The service coordinator told me. She said, are you sure? And I was like, hold on.
Yeah,
but
great.
We have the staffing.
Warn the aides that there's a dementia factor, okay?
I gave them the heads up. I gave them the scoop. They even went to go see her. And they're like, we'll take it.
Okay. No problem. Because the problem is that she's not stable, not that she's not occasionally nice. But she's simply not stable, for better or for worse. I don't think she's staffable. I would love to be proven wrong. I would. Why not?
Believe me, I was on the phone with her, and I was like, I'm going to rip my hair off because she was driving me crazy. But no, public transportation, I'm here. And I'm like, listen, what do you want me to do?
Transportation, be very careful with this case also because she'll complain to the world.
I told the service coordinator is aware. I told her, I said, we're not doing transportation. The service coordinator even told me, via email, we are not allowed to do transportation. I said that to the patient. The aides are well aware. They told them, I'm going to tell her I don't even have a car. So that's exactly what they did. They said, this is in my car. I can't use, like, we can't, no. They even told her, we'll help you with the appointments and schedule your transportation, but we're not driving you anywhere. You want to take an Uber, we'll take an Uber. You want to take a bus, we'll take a bus, but we're not driving anywhere. So they're aware.
No problem.
I'm hoping and praying and that it will work out, but if it doesn't go through, I'm pretty sure the service coordinator is not going to be surprised because she was like, are you sure? I'm like, listen.
I know.
But is there, like, can we create something that says do not hire somewhere in big, bold letters so that everyone, because I know that nobody, something like that, yeah.
If you look at the case notes on there, it's very clear she's nuts. This is the fifth time she's attempted to come back and the second time she's actually come back. Actually, it's really the third time she's actually come back, but...
they brought her back, I think. She's
not
going to be on the other line calling me now. I think so. Let me go back.
I know I'm not staring at you. I'm just like, what the hell?
No, I know. Every time I see a case, I'm like, here we go. That's why I don't know if... Because I know that we put notes, but not everybody looks and reads through the notes, so it's just like, there it goes.
Ridiculous case. All right. Listen, it's fine. I put sometimes do not take this case back, but it's really, I would do that more for like a fraud related thing, or a disgusting related thing. She's just nuts. So I wouldn't necessarily put it there, but it's not worth the time and aggravation. One aide calls out, we're going to get reported. It is literally not worth the time and aggravation. However, let's see what happens.
So I'll give a heads up to Valeria and let her know to be in contact with the service coordinators just via email so it covers us.
Yep.
Because even the service coordinator, she said she fired an aide because she was praying. I was like, are you kidding me?
She is absolutely out of her mind. I know the case super well.
Yep, she's a hot mess, but let's see. I'm praying for the best, hoping for the worst.
Not really.
Yes. Okay, no worries. But I'll give the heads up also to Valeria and I'll reinform everything to the aides so that they're aware again. But they're ready.
Okie dokie.
Thank you, sir. Sorry.
Oh, no. Again, I'm just trying to save the agency money. If they want to put aides and like 30 hours of people's work on a case that's like almost guaranteed to be a problem, then sure, if that's their money. I just try to make everything more cost efficient. But whatever.
No, I understand. Believe me, I'm like, no, but yeah. Let's see. Adios. But let me know if you do figure out a way so that everybody's aware of not, what cases not to take, so that way we can let everybody know. Maybe we create a sheet or something. Make a
Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you, Yona. Sorry, Yona.
No, all good. Take care.
Okay. No problem. Okay, thanks. Bye.